Shalom, brethren. Today is Monday, the 20th of September, 2021. And it is still the 14th day of the Hebrew month called Tishrei over here in the UK. It will be the 15th very soon, as soon as the sun sets and it starts to get dark. The 15th day of the month, Hebrew month called Tishrei begins, and therefore the festival of Sukkot begins. Now, brethren, those of you who have had a chance to listen to the audios shared earlier on will already know that once the 15th day of this month, Tishrei begins, it is a Sabbath. It is a day of rest. It is a day of worship unto Abba Yahweh. It is a day to be holy as Yah is holy more than any other day of the week. Yah says throughout the holy biblical scriptures that we are to remember his Sabbath, to keep it holy. Keeping it holy means we don't do all the abominable things that he has told us not to do. We don't dress in abominable ways and we don't eat abominable foods. So the issue of holiness encompasses all areas of life. It's also to do with what we put on our heads, what, you know, if we have hair extensions. It's also to do with our nails. It's to do with our appearance in and out, you know, our character, the way we talk to people. This is not a day to start arguments or fight with people. As couples who are married especially, it's very important to avoid arguing on these days. Avoid getting into any form of conversation that will cause you to get angry and sin against Yah. Hallelujah. This is the day that we are meant to set apart every week specifically for the Creator. Every other day can be, you know, we are meant to be holy each and every day of the week because we don't know when we will die. But oh, there are specific days that Yah has set apart, the Creator has set apart on his calendar for us to keep holy more than the other days. And it is those days that are a sign between us and him. When we keep those days holy, we reflect his glory even more. Hallelujah. And I don't know, there are some unusual revelations that we tend to get on such days, which are usually a confirmation of his word that we should keep his Sabbaths holy. Now, his Sabbaths are not just the weekly Sabbath, the Saturday, sunset Friday to sunset Saturday. His Sabbaths also include the festival Sabbaths. So within the festivals, there are days we are meant to set apart for him. Now, there's only one festival on the whole calendar of year that doesn't have high holy days, high Sabbaths, and that's the festival of Chanukah. Chanukah means dedication, and it's from that word we get the word Hanok, Enoch. That's where we get the word Enoch. Enoch was wholly dedicated to the Lord, and that's why he was born on the 6th of Shivan, which is Pentecost. And he died, well, let's not say died, he was raptured to the heavens on the very same day, over 600 years later, because he dedicated his entire life and everything to go to Yah, the Creator. And Yah keeps saying that he wants us to be like him if we want to be raptured to the heavens. Now, the main reason why I am sharing this audio is because someone has shared a message of a vision containing a vision that she has had in which Yahushua HaMashiach has spoken to her. When I say Yahushua, for those who don't know, Yahushua HaMashiach is Jesus Christ. Some people call him Yeshua, as in Y-E-S-H-U-A. But his name is Yahushua HaMashiach. You can call him Yahshua or Yahusha, but he prefers to be called Yahushua. The same way you prefer to be called the name you are called, and you don't want it to be translated to any other language wherever you go, that is the same way Yahushua HaMashiach is fussy about his name. The only reason why he has permitted us to just use the name Jesus Christ for now and all the other translations of that name is because he doesn't want us to perish. So the Father anointed that name for us, but that anointing will only stay in that name and all its various translations until the anti-Messiah begins to use it. And that is very soon, because Yahweh and Yahushua have revealed to us severally who the anti-Messiah is. And the fact that he is already on earth, he's in his 50s, I don't remember now, but I know he's going to be 66 or thereabout around 2026. He's already on earth. He's doing his job behind the scenes, preparing the way for himself to come. And there are people preparing the way for us. That tells us we are in the season and we are very close to that time when he will rise up and tell people that he is Jesus Christ. He cannot counterfeit the name Yahushua HaMashiach because it has the Father's name in it. And he fears God the Father more than anything else. So, brethren, learn the true name of the Messiah and get accustomed to using it so that you do not call on the wrong name and know it not. Because once the anti-Messiah begins to use that name, Jesus Christ, and all his translations, anytime anybody prays in that name, he will just appear to them and say, "Here I am. How can I help you?" And once that happens, you have a choice at that point to either submit to him or to be arrested and martyred. It means wherever you are hiding, you will be exposed. Brethren, this is a very serious issue. I keep explaining it to people, but they don't get it. Wherever you are, you will be exposed as long as you use that name, Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter where you're hiding. You will be exposed because God the Father has made it clear he will not answer any prayers in that name once the anti-Messiah begins to use it. So back to the issue of the Sabbath. The Sabbath is so important for us to observe because it is a sign between us and Yah. There is the weekly Sabbath, which was set up at the beginning of creation as per Genesis 2, 1 to 3, and repeatedly emphasized throughout the Torah. The Torah is the law of Yah, the first five books of the Bible in the Old Testament and the first five books of the Bible in the New Testament. So we've got 10 books of Torah altogether. Many people don't seem to know that. We have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and then we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Those form the foundation of the Bible. If you don't understand those 10 books, it will always be difficult for you to understand the rest of the Bible. So the Sabbath is repeatedly emphasized that it is a sign between him and his people, and that we should not dishonor his Sabbaths by doing those things that he has not commanded us to do. Now, the reason why, the way for us to figure out which one is the true Sabbath, because most people argue over this issue, there's a reason why the Jews have been allowed to observe the customs of the past to this day. There's a reason why they have been blinded from realizing that their Messiah has already come to this day. They are the people that link us back all the way to the beginning of creation and every bit of history we read about in the Bible. So the fact that they are still holding on to those customs should make us understand that what they are doing is what we are meant to be doing. The Sabbath they observe is the correct and original Sabbath from the beginning of creation. That is the main proof that the Sabbath is not Sunday. It has never been and it will never be. Yahushua HaMashiach, when he resurrected, he never declared that the Sabbath has changed. Many Christians keep saying, "Oh, he resurrected on the Sunday, so because of that, we will be worshiping on Sunday." That is not true. He never resurrected on Sunday. He resurrected on the Sabbath, just before sunset. He was buried just before sunset on a Wednesday. So he resurrected just before sunset, 3 days later on a Saturday. Then on Sunday, he began to, you know, I don't want to say bump into, but he began to meet his disciples in various locations, as we all know. So brethren, please, the issue of the Sabbath is so important to the Maker that he makes sure a lot of biblical history happens on the Sabbath. Now, he has just released a message through a sister saying that only those people who observe his Sabbath, who keep his Sabbath holy, are going to sit and dine with him at the table in the heavens. And he said those people are 144,000. I have repeatedly shared that the rapture is only for 144,000 plus 144,000. But many brethren do not seem to understand. They keep saying, how can that be? And they begin to say, it cannot only be Jews. I never said Jews. And God never said that they are only Jews. But these people, they may not be biological Jews, but they have an appreciation for the Hebrew culture and they observe it to the letter. They don't joke around. So these people who are the 144,000 are ready to pay the sacrifice, the heavy sacrifice of being holy as Yah is holy now. While there is less pressure, they are the ones putting the pressure on themselves. They are happy to be lonely and to be without friends for the sake of being holy before Yah, that they may be able to enter the heavens. You see, when you go and peruse Luke 21:36 to pray, and you say, Father Abba Yahweh, count me worthy to escape the great tribulation, he will begin to show you how he wants you to be. How you can get to the level of being counted worthy. And many of the things he is revealing through Brother Peter and Brother Vincent of the Escape Hell Before You Die ministry, they are exposing a lot of things that we are doing as humans. And other people, not just them, there are many other people that Yah is giving revelations. There's a sister called Sister Sue Jones. And another sister called Sister Musa, and various other people. Things we have been accustomed to, we believe they are okay. Yah is beginning to burst our bubbles. He's telling us, no, no, no. No sugar, no eggs. Stop bobbing your hair and making it completely bald, you men or boys. Or he's saying to us, stop using contraceptions. Trust him concerning the issue of childbirth. Yah is really developing our faith to a whole other level that we haven't had before. All these things that are being shared through the Escape Hell Before You Die ministry and many other ministries, they are there to increase our faith in the Maker. And that's what this festival of Sukkot is about. The fact that there's no roof at the top of the sukkah that we sit in is to remind us that we have to trust Him for everything. He put a cloud over the children of Israel while they were in the desert or the wilderness to shield them from the sun scorching them. He thinks about every small detail of our lives, whether we think about it or not. Through the book of Job, in the legend of the Jews, he explains how he makes sure that there's nothing that goes wrong concerning our hair, because our hair is connected to our eyes. If anything goes wrong on our hair, our eyes will be affected. Brethren, every little detail of your life is of concern to Yah. Every wrinkle you have, every gray hair, every defect, anything that is on your body, talk to your Maker. He can remove wrinkles. You don't need makeup. He can change your skin color if he wants to, but you have to be very careful the way you ask him to do that, because you can sound ungrateful and end up getting punished. But if you ask him with reverence, with respect. You ask him knowing that he is the Lord of the world. He is sovereign. He has the final say. Perhaps he might grant it to you in accordance with his will. Brethren, there's only 144,000 people that can be raptured before the two witnesses begin their ministry. And then another 144,000 will be raptured after the two witnesses have left. They'll be raptured together anyway. Let's put it that way. That's 288,000 out of the entire body of Yahushua HaMashiach. And many people would now ask, oh, so what's the point of preaching? Well, because the commandment has been released that we are to spread the gospel. Every corner of this earth must hear it. He doesn't want anyone to perish. There will be guests at the wedding. Those guests don't sit at the long table that the sister has seen in the vision. Their job is to just is to be witnesses to the wedding supper of the Lamb. Brethren, the people who are the 144,000, they look a lot like Yahushua. They have gone through various fires. They have been through his fire of purification, and many of them are still going through that fire of purification. And they are happy to make sacrifices on a daily basis just to please their maker. Many people in the body of Yahushua are not even ready to do that. And this is why it has been determined, predetermined, Romans 8:29, predetermined that by the time of the rapture, only 144,000 will be ready. There was a certain number of people that entered the promised land. We were not given that number, though it is in the lost books of the Bible. If you search it out, you will know, because Yah loves numbers. He's all about numbers. That's why there's a book called Numbers. Though in the Hebrew language, it's called Bamidbar, which means wilderness. But if you look at the book of Revelation, you see numbers, numbers, numbers here. They're always flashing up. Yah is all about numbers. He has never said he's going to come and rapture the whole church of Yahushua HaMashiach and that there will be nobody left on earth. If nobody stays, the earth will be left in total darkness. Though I must say that by the time the rapture of the 144,000 bride happens, Yahushua has to create a supernatural light, because the light inside the bride of Yahushua will be greater than the light of the guests. The guests are not emanating a lot of light because they haven't really been, you know, pressed and crushed like the bride has over the years. They need more time to be pressed and crushed like grapes so that they can become that which Yahushua wants them to be. So, brethren, the issue of the Sabbath is so important to you and is the main sign between him and his people. He is going to come back on a Sabbath for his people. It will be a Sabbath. Keep that in mind, brethren. And that Sabbath is not Sunday. This business, this statement that goes around that he's coming back at any time, he's coming back at any time, it is not true. There's a particular day he is coming. That day falls on 2 days. So we don't know which day. We just have to be ready on for those 2 days. But before that, we have to keep holy throughout the year. We don't just wait for that season to be holy. But prior to that month of the day that he's meant to come, he spends the entire month preparing us. Preparing us. Hallelujah. The book of Song of Solomon is telling us that he is calling the bride. The shepherd is calling the bride to get out of worldliness, to let go, let go, let go, let go of the world. Come with me. Come with me. Let us go and do the last harvest. Let us go and gather the harvest. Hallelujah. Brethren, it is time to let go. It is time to let go. Try to build a tent in your backyard or somewhere in your house and live in that tent for 1 week on the floor. See how it feels. Just give honor to Yah the way he demands. and see what he will do for you. This is a season of miracles. It is the season in which Isaac was conceived in Sarah's womb. It is the season in which Samuel was conceived in Hannah's womb. It is the season when Abraham circumcised himself and circumcised Ishmael. It is a very glorious season. There are many other things that happen, but I've forgotten. Brethren, honor the Sabbaths of the Most High as he has demanded. Honor them in accordance with his will, not the way you want to. I understand there are some jobs that are difficult not to do because of this, you know, because of their nature, like looking after elderly people and security. What I would advise is to talk to your maker about that. I believe that it's understandable when it comes to that, but still always find it a way to, you know, find a way to observe his Sabbaths when the time comes. Because when you honor him, he will honor you before other people. These Sabbaths point to the future. It is so interesting that this sister has had this vision of the long table in the heavens set ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. And Yahushua is telling her that only 144,000 will dine with him at that table. And he's telling her that those who will dine with him are the ones that observe his Sabbath and keep it holy. Brethren, stop making Sunday worship your main worship day or your main Sabbath. Sunday is a sign between Satan and his people. If you are to go to Sunday worship, only go there because you want to teach people the truth. Use Sunday to enlighten those who still don't understand about the Sabbath, to let them know about the truths of the future. Two major issues will affect people in the future that many people have no idea about. And because of that, the bride of Yahushua has to go around the earth supernaturally meeting the guests and encouraging them because of that. Because many people are being told now, but they are not listening. They are not paying attention. So Yahushua Mashiach is going to send his bride forth to gather the guests, get those who are meant to give their life to Christ, to give their lives to Christ, and then warn them against the name of the Messiah, using the name Jesus Christ at a certain point in time, and also the Sabbath, the issue of the Sabbath. Now, before the mandatory Sunday worship happens, because they are going to give the mark of the beast in the Sunday churches, in the future, before the mandatory Sunday worship is announced, or thereabout, when it's announced, the Ten Commandments that Yah gave Moses on Mount Sinai are going to be showed to the whole world. The whole world. The tablets of stone that Yah have wrote with his finger of fire, the original tablets, will be shown on display for the whole world to see. Just to make people know that these commandments exist and they are to be honored. Moses will stand by the side, by the throne of Yahweh on judgment day, holding though as another set of tablets, because there's the heavenly ones and there's the earthly ones. He will stand on judgment day with those tablets. As soon as you enter the judgment throne room, you will know your fate, brethren. Brethren, if you have heard this truth, do not harden your heart, because you are held accountable for everything you have heard. Ask Yah to minister to you and to give you the grace to do his will in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. So I'm going to stop here. I hope that this throws more light on the issue of the Sabbath. It is the most important thing I would say in the Bible. It is so important. So, so, so important. Even Yahushua HaMashiach was born on a Sabbath, circumcised on a Sabbath, died on a Sabbath, resurrected on a Sabbath. What more do you want? What more? I know he says he's the Lord of the Sabbath, but that doesn't mean that he is a day. He is not a day. That statement he meant, he is the bread of affliction and the cup of salvation, as per Psalm 116. I'll stop here. Shalom.